Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. It has active coating ingredients that minimizes engine wear and tear. That means more power when you need it and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. With continuous use of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts. Screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. Greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Cheryl. I'm from Prescott, Arizona. I have been listening now for a couple weeks, and I immediately became an EPP member. I think you guys are awesome, and I finally get to tell my story to people that don't think I'm crazy. My story starts when I was about 5 or 6 years old. Let you know, I'm 60 years old now, but I will never forget what happened. Anyway, we were visiting my grandmother when we had to go to the house of a man. She cleaned his house and cared for his child. This man had a beautiful rose garden out back, and I loved flowers. So he asked me to come out back with him to cut some. Excited, I said, yes. There were two doors outside, one off the kitchen through the garage and one off the other side of the kitchen straight to the backyard. He was heading through the garage and I was following when a voice said, stop, go out the other door. It startled me and I saw no one was talking to me, so I started following him again. And this voice screamed, stop, do not go with him. Well, mind you, I listened and went out through the other door. He asked me when we got to the backyard why I didn't come with him, and I shrugged it off and said, well, I like the other door. Can't say why, but I can't say why or what would have happened, but I can say nothing happened, and I'm glad. Later, I told my mom, and she was just like, well, honey, it's just your imagination. So I just stopped telling anyone when my voice would tell me not to go with someone or not to go into a place. Later, after my first child, my son John, was born, I was with my first husband's family in San Francisco. At that time, my mother-in-law, who considered herself a white witch, wanted to go into a shop to buy items for her spells. Of course, I didn't believe in that stuff. I just, you know, went along with it. So we no sooner walked in the shop and my darling son started screaming. I felt so heavy, and the warlock behind the counter stared at me like he could see right through me. I immediately got my son and I out of that shop, and he immediately stopped screaming. That's when I felt my son was sensitive like me. One night later on, I remember he was about 2 or 3, I heard him playing in the kitchen, and it was 1 or 2 in the morning. I got up and asked him what he was doing. It was then I saw he had a glass of milk, along with his toy cars and little toy men. And I said, where did you get that milk, John? And he said, from Grandpa Martin. I was like, who? He said, Grandpa Martin. He got it for me. I said, how do you know Grandpa Martin? I didn't even know Grandpa Martin. He was my great-grandpa that died before I was born. John just looked at me and said, plain as can be, he brought me here. I, trying to remain calm, said, Grandpa brought you here? John said, yes, Mommy. He brought me to you, and he comes and plays with me sometimes. Well, being spiritual, I thought this was awesome, and it gave me peace. I mean, who could you trust more than your grandpa? Sometime later, out of the blue, John said, Mommy, who's God? I never took my kids to church, so I didn't know on how he knew this on his own. I told him, God is our Father in heaven. John, and my son John said, I want to go see him. I started to get upset and said, someday, John. And he became insistent. I told him, not right now, John, because God is in heaven and we only get to see him when we die. And you aren't going to die for a really, really long time. I went on to change the subject. Periodically, he would ask again, but I would change the subject. Then, on February 10th, 1981, a month before John was to turn 6, my furnace blew up and my house burned down. My son, at that night, went to see God. The miracle was my daughter. She was on the bottom bunk of the bed. She survived. She was a miracle to come out of the fire, engulfed in the bedroom with not even smoke inhalation and only a very small burn on her arm. It wasn't until she was about 16 that her and I were really talking about it. And it was then she told me that all she remembered is the fireman dressed in white surrounding her bed until her dad grabbed her and got her out. I had been listening for a few weeks, and I just thought that you would be interested in listening to my story and understanding that I know where my son is. And I know that my daughter saw angels. They protected her. That she has something to complete here, and I'm very lucky. I have a lot more stories, being 20 years with an ex-husband whose family was into the witchery and tarot cards, Ouija board, crystal ball, candles. Anyway, I have lots more stories, but this is the one that stays with me and will stay with my heart forever. I love you guys, love listening to you. I am so hooked on you guys, and I thank you for giving me a place to tell my story. Do what you keep doing. Have a wonderful day. God bless. Bye-bye.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part, you won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
No matter the occasion, snack time should be easy. That's why Skinny Pop popcorn keeps it light, airy, and endlessly delicious. Skinny Pop is made from just 3 simple ingredients, delivering an irresistible taste without being complicated. Skinny Pop's simplicity allows you to freely enjoy as much popcorn as you want. Just open the bag and enjoy. No overthinking, no tough choices. When it comes to snacking, Skinny Pop just makes sense. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop, popular for a reason.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.